This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Even with the help of wizards, vampires, and premium pricing for 3D movies, Hollywood will not make this a year for the box office record books. North American theaters took in about $10.5 billion in 2010, but that's a bit less than last year. But if the numbers don't impress, how about the quality? Bob Mondello's 10 Best list positively overflows.
Let me start with something that's not from one of this year's films, but that perfectly describes what a lot of the best movies this year are about. It's a line from Cool Hand Luke, and who knows what it says about Hollywood or the state of the world, but it kept resonating at the multiplex.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
The difficulty of getting through to other people is absolutely central in three of the films that nearly everyone agrees are among the year's best. The Social Network, about the creation of a web-based communications tool by a guy who's depicted as barely capable of having a conversation.
I believe I deserve some recognition from this board.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Which part?
The King's Speech, about a stuttering monarch so tongue-tied he cannot hope to inspire his nation in time of war.
For his majesty, the king.
And 127 Hours, about a rock climber who gets pinned down in a remote wilderness with no cell phone, just a video camera on which he records a message for his folks.
I'm really sorry I didn't answer the phone the other night. If I had, I would have told you where I was going, and then, well, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
All three films have gifted actors communicating the hell out of how difficult communication can be. Jesse Eisenberg peering skeptically through slitted eyes in Social Network, Colin Firth stammering his frustration in King's Speech, and James Franco holding the screen alone for most of 127 hours. All three films are also blessed with extraordinarily resourceful directors, something that's also true of the year's most surprising comedy, The Kids Are All Right, in which Annette Bening and Julianne Moore are lesbian moms who try to be both supportive and protective with their teenagers.
Are you having a relationship with someone?
You can tell us, honey.
Look, I only met him once.
What do you mean, once?
Did he find you online?
Wait,
what?
Wait, who did you meet once?
Paul.
Paul, who's Paul?
I met him with Joni.
Why was Joni there?
She set it up.
Forget the setup. Who's Paul?
Our sperm donor. Did you guys think I was gay?
The Kids Are All Right and The Kids Are All Right, something you cannot say with much confidence about the kids in the nerve-wracking drama Winter's Bone, about a 17-year-old girl in the Ozarks who must care for her mom and younger siblings when her drug-cooking father disappears after posting their house as bail.
If he doesn't show a trial, see, the way the deal works is y'all gonna lose his house here. You got some place to go?
I'll find him.
Girl, I've been looking.
I said I'll find him.
Winter's Bone was largely overlooked when it came out earlier this year, but crowds are flocking to see another teenage girl on a father-related quest in True Grit. The Coen brothers' quirky western places its 14-year-old heroine between two very competitive lawmen, a one-eyed marshal and a Texas ranger.
I can hit a nat's eye at 90 yards. That counterman is running them cheap shells on me again.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eyes. That is to say, your eye.
Keeping an eye on bad guys was also the task director Charles Ferguson set himself in a rousing, infuriating documentary about the causes of the current economic crisis. The Great Recession was, says the film's title, an inside job.
Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, they knew what was happening.
What do you think about selling securities which your own people think are crap? Does that bother you?
As a hypothetical?
No, this is real.
That's seven of the year's 10 best films. The next two are crime stories so big they wouldn't fit in single movies. Two multi-part French epics chronicling the life stories of 1970s gangsters. One styled himself a revolutionary, but was basically in it for the money, Jacques Mérine in Mérine, Killer Instinct, and Mérine, Public Enemy No. 1. The other was a real revolutionary who founded a worldwide terrorist organization and became known as the Jackal. The film Carlos breaks his story into three parts, with one concentrating on 1975, when he took a whole oil conference hostage at OPEC headquarters.
Anyone who resists will be executed. Anyone who doesn't obey our orders will be executed. Anyone who panics will be executed.
You fear for your life!
I'm a soldier! A crisis of a significantly less perilous nature rounds out the top 10, but for kids of all ages, it was a big deal. Woody, Buzz, and the gang realizing Andy is about to head off to college in Toy Story 3.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away?
No, no one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with.
Hold on. This is no time to be hysterical.
It's the perfect time to be hysterical.
Should we be hysterical?
Now.
Yes.
Maybe, but not right now.
Come on. Let's see how much we're going for on eBay.
10 is an arbitrary number, so let's keep going. This was a year of terrific documentaries. Among the best, Restrepo, a harrowing look at an isolated American outpost in Afghanistan. The Tillman Story, guaranteed to make you furious about the lies and cover-ups that surrounded the death of football star Pat Tillman. And Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, which offers a complicated portrait of a boundary-pushing comedian as she rummages around in her life and her apartment.
Everywhere you look, there were jokes. Everywhere there were jokes to be filed, jokes to be written, jokes that I thought of something. Why should a woman cook so her husband can say, my wife makes a delicious cake to some hooker? And you wonder why I'm still working at this age.
Women so rarely dominate mainstream Hollywood pictures that it was gratifying to see them central in some of the best foreign films this year, from the Korean mom who'll do anything to clear her son of murder charges in Mother, to the misguided French plantation owner who tries to withstand a tidal wave of African social change in White Material. Men, meanwhile, blended substance with testosterone in surprisingly thoughtful ways in the dreamscapes of Inception, the survival of the fittest gangster metaphors of Animal Kingdom, and the boxing family dynamics of The Fighter.
It's like you're going to work his right, hit him on the left.
You ain't me. All right, you can't be me. You had a hard enough time being you when you had your chance. I'll fight Sanchez the way I fight.
Almost out of time, but let me just mention three marital dramas that arrived in the end-of-year rush: Blue Valentine, Rabbit Hole, and Another Year. All exemplary, all hoping for Oscar nominations, all likely to be playing at a theater near you in 2011. I'm Bob Mandela.
Our staff has been working on resolutions for 2011. All Things Considered is directed by Melissa Havin' This Baby Gray, edited by Franklin More Rock, Less Talk Cater, and produced by Neil New Ringtone Carruth. The staff includes
Shireen Make Mo Money Marisol Meraji,
Caterina No Credit Card Debt Valdivieso,
Liz Half Marathon Baker,
Chelsea Ace Those Exams Jones,
Be It Ugh Eat More Vegetables, Lay.
Krishnadev, No Resolutions, Kalamur.
Lauren, More Naps, Silverman.
Art, No Relations, Silverman.
Theo, No Carbs, Balcom.
Bilal, On Time, Qureshi.
Julia, Not Going There, Buckley.
Rob, More SPF 2000 Sunscreen, Ballinger.
Gabe, More Me Time, O'Connor.
And I'm Audie, Less Sarcasm, Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. Yeah, right.